Hey guys, Whitney here. I'm about to get my shake on, and I think I get asked more frequently than anything else what I put into my shake, what supplements I use, why I use those, why I put the things into my shake that I do. So I thought I would do just a quick video while I'm making my shake to talk you through exactly what's in it and why I put everything in it that I do. Okay, so a few disclaimers before I get started. First and foremost, this isn't a pitch for you to buy Beachbody products. We use and love the Beachbody supplements, and for good reason, which I'll get into in a second. But if you have other supplements that you like, by all means, use those. That leads to my second disclaimer, which is that not all supplements are created equal, and supplements should be used just as that. They're meant to supplement a whole foods-based diet, not replace whole foods. With that, if you're really educating yourself on where your supplements come from, where the ingredients that are in your supplements come from, and making sure there's no added crap or garbage or preservatives or really bad stuff for your body in your supplements, supplements can be a great way to fill nutritional gaps in your diet. We use the Beachbody supplements because they're entirely, for the most part, plant-based. They source all their ingredients from really specific locations. They're very transparent about where all their ingredients in all of their supplements come from. And the Beachbody products, from our experience, has just been one of the cleanest products on the market when it comes to actually consuming supplements, knowing where your supplements are coming from, and not being filled with a bunch of extra garbage that you really don't need. Along those lines, they don't contain any artificial dyes, there's no coloring, there's no chemicals, there's no preservatives. So I just urge you, if you're using supplements, make sure that you're really informing yourself about what's in them, where those ingredients are coming from, and that you're okay with all of those ingredients that you're consuming. Third disclaimer, with any supplements, Beachbody or otherwise, you really need to make sure that you're checking with your healthcare provider before you start utilizing them. I'm not a doctor. I don't know your specific health state or current situation. The products that I use, I know work for my body, but you really want to make sure before you start any sort of regimen, any sort of supplements, irrespective of what the brand is, that your healthcare provider knows that you're starting that and that that's all kosher with what's going on inside your system and that you're going to be good with that. All right, now that that's out of the way, on to the good stuff. About to make my shake. You've probably seen that I make this every day. It varies depending on where we are, if I have access to a blender, what kind of activity I'm doing during the day, if I'm having my amazing shake-o cookie dough, or if I'm just having a shake as my, basis for this particular supplement during the day. P.S. if you're looking for the cookie dough recipe, let me know. Amazing. I've been eating it like a ton lately, but I digress. Back to the shake. So this shake is truly a balanced meal. A balanced meal meaning it's a balanced macronutrient meal. It's got healthy fiber-filled carbohydrates, a healthy lean source of protein, healthy fats in it, and a few other fixins along the way that help with all sorts of other good stuff. All right, so first things first, I use an almond milk as the base for my Shakeology. I add about 8 ounces or a cup to the blender to start. I add in a little bit of water later. We really like this particular brand of almond milk. It's pretty easy to find in just about any grocery store. It has no added sugar. It's got a touch of vanilla. We find that the almond milk really makes your shake a little bit more creamy. The addition of the nuts in the almond milk also gives you some extra healthy fat into your shake. And a nut milk is a way better alternative for you than a cow-based milk. Okay, I'm sure I'll get some feedback from you ketoers out there. And by all means, you do you. I'm gonna do me. But it's really a good idea to try to get a few servings of whole grains, fiber-filled whole grains, into your diet every day. If you're gluten-free or have a gluten intolerance, oats are a really great way to do that. Just like cruciferous vegetables and flaxseed, which I'll talk about in a few minutes, have anti-inflammatory benefits, so do oats. This is one of the reasons why oatmeal baths and oat lotions are so good for you if you ever get bug bites or skin rashes. Think of the oats as the same thing happening from the inside out. Anti-inflammatory properties, good in fiber, whole grains, you're getting all sorts of good, dense nutrition, and the whole grains are gonna help you stay full longer. A lot of that has to do with the fiber, but also has to do with the carbohydrate component of the oats. So I add 1/2 cup to every shake that I make. All right, next up, flaxseed. So just 1 tablespoon of ground flaxseed is an amazing source of protein, fiber, and omega-3 fatty acids. You're gonna wanna make sure that you get the ground version instead of the whole flaxseed so that your body can actually digest it and assimilate the benefits from the flaxseed. If you're consuming the whole flaxseed, i.e. not ground, this is going into a blender anyway, so it's gonna get ground twice, but just for argument's sake, I always pick up the ground just to be sure that it's all going through my system okay. If you pick up the whole stuff, you may find that those tend to go right through you, meaning that hard shell on the outside of the flaxseed isn't something that your body can break down very easily. So make sure you're getting the ground flaxseed, 1 tablespoon into every shake. All right, next up, turmeric. 1/4 teaspoon is all you need, and you should be consuming 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric every single day. So many health benefits in turmeric. Some of those benefits include disease prevention, brain health, speeding up recovery within your body, and my personal favorite, this is also great for anti-inflammation. Now, there hasn't actually been any scientific benefit to consuming more than 1/4 teaspoon, which is why that's the recommended daily serving. If you love the stuff, there's also no scientific harm to consuming more, but if you prefer not to taste the turmeric, all you need is 1/4 teaspoon to really reap the benefits of it. Next up, Ceylon cinnamon. So cinnamon is really well known for lowering your blood sugar and is second only to cabbage in terms of how many antioxidants you get per serving. Make sure you're buying the Ceylon cinnamon, C-E-Y-L-O-N. If the brand of cinnamon that you're getting doesn't say Ceylon on it, chances are you're getting cassia cinnamon, which is cheaper, but unfortunately has some properties in it that have been scientifically linked to some liver damage in high doses. Always better to err on the side of caution. You get the same benefits from both, but the cassia cinnamon, the one that probably isn't gonna be branded with any sort of name, it'll normally just say cinnamon, is gonna have those harmful properties. Better to stick with the Ceylon cinnamon, might be a few more bucks, but it's way better for your body. So I always include 1 full teaspoon of the Ceylon cinnamon into every shake. All right, dudes and dudettes, vegetables. You need to be eating more vegetables. Like, hands down, we just do not consume enough of those amazing, amazing nutrient-dense veggies. A shake is a great way to hide more veggies. Cruciferous vegetables specifically, so think cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli, sprouts, have an incredible compound in them called sulforaphane. I always get that name wrong, sulforaphane. This component has been directly linked to DNA repair, protecting against pollutants and pathogens, boosting liver detox enzymes, and reducing the risk of some kinds of cancer. Because of this, most days I add 1 full cup of organic frozen rice cauliflower to my shake. The other benefit of adding a frozen, specifically cauliflower, to your shake is that it's gonna give it an even thicker texture, more like a smoothie instead of all liquid in there. I don't add ice. The frozen cauliflower is enough of that frozen goodness to give it that smoothie-like texture, and I promise you, you won't be able to taste the cauliflower. The other thing I really like to add to my shake is baby spinach. In the chocolate flavor shake that I'm gonna use today, you absolutely cannot taste the spinach. I find that sometimes in vanilla protein, you can, so word to the wise, maybe use a stronger tasting shake if you're gonna use the greens in there. But greens are another great way for you to get amazing vitamins, amazing nutrients, a lot more fiber, and hide your veggies right into your shake. Now, if we're traveling and I don't have access to either cruciferous vegetables, the rice cauliflower, or some sort of greens, we do also have a powdered greens that actually we're out of because we just got back from traveling. And that's an amazing way to also sneak a few extra servings of vegetables right into your shake. I'll make sure to include the link for the powdered greens that we use right here in the blog post for you as well. So today I'm gonna go ahead and use the spinach. I'm gonna do 2 big handfuls. Like I said, you can't taste it, I promise. I'm actually having cauliflower later, so I'm not gonna double dose on that today, but 2 heaping handfuls, 2 cups approximately of spinach. I always eyeball it, you can never have too much, but adding a little extra greens to your shake, great way to get in some extra vegetables. All right, this is a new addition for us over the last 6 weeks, but we are noticing a huge difference. If you're not already consuming a collagen product, I really recommend it. It's amazing for skin regenesis, it's amazing for hair growth, it's amazing for nail growth. I'm noticing all sorts of amazing other benefits, like literally my skin just feels and looks differently, my hair's growing at a pace I can't even keep up with. It's got some really amazing benefits. The main thing you wanna be concerned with your collagen product is, number one, to make sure there's nothing else in it, only the collagen. And number two, to make sure that it's bioavailable. That'll really help your body absorb the collagen better. You won't need as big of a serving size of it. You won't be able to taste it, I promise. It's like a clear powder. But you really want to make sure that it's got that bioavailable feature. That'll help your body actually use the collagen as opposed to you just taking something and it going right through you. All right, next up. This has become a game changer for us and something that has become a staple in our house. It's a digestive boost. As most of you know, we travel a lot. And regularity, if you're picking up my drift, can be a little bit of an issue sometimes when you're traveling. This particular supplement has soluble and insoluble fiber in it, and it's made entirely from plant-based products. It also has ALA omega-3 fatty acids in it, much like the flax seeds, which is amazing for cardiovascular health. So, if you're a person who experiences occasional irregularity, bloating, any sort of digestive issues, you may consider adding just a little bit more fiber to your life as a way to combat that. Last but certainly not least, our vegan Shakeology. So I have a lot of people who reach out to me and say like, man, that Shakeology is pretty pricey for just a protein shake. And the reason it's more expensive is twofold. First, not just a protein shake. A lot of you also ask me if I take a multivitamin. My multivitamin exists right in this proprietary plant-based protein superfood blend. So 79 different superfoods. This is the equivalent of essentially consuming like 4 salads, a bunch of fruit, a bunch of other really good beneficial stuff for your body. 79 different superfoods, lots of vitamins and minerals, all things that your body can absorb with a plant-based protein source. The second reason it's a little bit more expensive is because of where the products are sourced from. The ingredients in Shakeology are really coming from amazing locations. They're sourced from all over the world. They're really, really, really high quality ingredients, which makes a big difference in then the quality of the shake that you're actually consuming. My favorite side effects of drinking this blend every day for the last, gosh, almost 4 years now, is that it's really helped my digestion. It's a craving kicker. This has something called chromium in it, which helps level out your blood sugar. And I really do notice an increased energy level, mental clarity, also sorts of really good positive side effects when it comes to my overall performance every day. And like I said before, it's a multivitamin, also has pro and prebiotics. So it's really a one-stop shop in terms of you being able to throw away all of those other vitamins and probiotics and things that you're taking on a daily basis and get it all in one stop. Another reason that we use the vegan Shakeology is because it's an entirely plant-based protein source. Now, most of you are probably familiar with whey. Whey protein comes from dairy, and it's one of the most efficiently digested proteins there are out there. All of our non-vegan Shakeology flavors use the whey protein. Unfortunately, some people have a little bit of an issue with the lactose that's found in whey protein. It's another reason why having an entirely plant-based protein source, this particular protein is made of pea protein, is amazing for people who might have some issues digesting dairy. So I toss one heaping scoop of the Shakeology into here. I'm gonna add a little bit of water, blend it up, and I'll show you guys the final product in just a second. Good as done. So I didn't use the cauliflower today, so it's a little more liquidy than what it normally would be, but I just toss a straw in there. Healthiest meal of the day, really satisfying, is gonna keep me full for several hours until that next meal, and I know that it's doing my body all sorts of good things from the inside out. Enjoy!